Proclamation number 4422 of 29th of August, 1948. Debates. Objections. Opposing attitude. God's work. Don't let yourselves be thrown into doubt by objections which betray my adversary's spirit, for they want to challenge the truth of that which is conveyed to them as my word. They will fight against you, they will want to label you as liars, as fantasists who presume to want to hear me, they will persuade you in such a way that you will become weak and have serious doubts yourselves which Roman 1, however, will always dispel through my word. For I hear every conversation, I know your opponent's thoughts and the direction of every individual's mind and will, I also know your will and your weakness of faith in the face of such an onslaught. And I will faithfully stand by you and not hand you over to the arbitrariness of hostile people. I protectively hold my hands over you and speak through you myself where the opportunity presents itself. And they will not be able to withstand my word, for it emanates strength which puts a spell on anyone who fights against it, if I myself offer the truth. My servants will be able to refute every objection, for I will enlighten your spirit as this is necessary for the debates which have me and my working as their cause. Objections must be consistently refuted. The opponents must notice that the speaker is fully committed to the matter, that no wrong teachings can be opposed to him, and therefore he must also be intellectually active, and my spirit must work in him so that he speaks correctly. Hence you can face every test in this respect without worry. You need never fear that I will withdraw my support from you. You need not fear any questions either, for you will always know the right answer and truly better than the questioners who have only been taught by you in the end, even if they don't want to acknowledge you. The knowledge you possess is so extensive that you will be able to answer every objection, and every answer will reveal spirit to the one who examines seriously and conscientiously, without prejudice and without the intention of rejecting what is unknown to him. And thus the adversary will also contribute to stimulating people's thinking, and then much will be gained, even if people don't want to admit that they're in error. Anyone who is of serious and good will have his spirit enlightened, and he will realize that he is only offered pure truth through my love. Amen.